Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we started with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman yesterday. Let's talk about what we heard. The colonel, defying White House orders, testified to impeachment investigators yesterday that he twice raised concerns over the administration's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. He listened to President Trump's Ukraine call and said he tried to restore some of the crucial words and phrases, but two mentions of Biden and Burisma, the Ukrainian company for which Biden's son Hunter had worked, were left out.
Well, yes, because if the president's assertions are correct, then this was just a harmless telephone call which had nothing to do with basically blackmailing the Ukrainians into going along with an attack on Biden. The fact that these mentions were there, that, of course, implicates the president further. And since this is the main charge that is going to be involving the impeachment, I don't have any doubt that there will be an impeachment. The big doubt comes over the Senate and a conviction. And yet, David, it is interesting. This thing is beginning to unravel for the president. More and more people with credibility are going up there. So yesterday, David, we saw Liz Cheney, of all people, daughter of a former vice president, and now one of the leading lights in the Republican Party, along with several other Republicans, get up there and basically say to the president, how dare you question the patriotism of this guy? And in fact, Vindman comes off as being a true patriot, and the Republicans are defending him. And that, to me, shows that there is some appetite among Republicans, if this thing breaks, for voting for conviction. Now, do I think we're anywhere near there now? No. But I do think there's a possibility, as these witnesses continue to testify, and as one gets courage because the other one went, it might unravel for the president. And he gets crazier and crazier with his tweets and the kinds of things he's calling people. He goes ahead and he calls Vindman the latest. He says he's a never-Trumper. But he says, I don't know the man. He doesn't have the slightest idea, and still he does it. The Republicans are trying like crazy to do anything they can to put his testimony into disrepute, but they haven't gotten there because they have done it the wrong way, and they've gone after him as an individual and his loyalty to the country. And boy, are they getting hurt as a result of that.
You've probably seen this. I'm just looking at it now, Alan, from the Washington Post. Witnesses' testimony brought to light details of two volatile White House meetings in which officials were confronted with a scheme they had previously only suspected. President Trump was seeking to use the office to pressure Ukraine to deliver dirt on the Bidens. So now we have meetings about it.
Well, look, there's no question of what happened in this telephone call. And there's got to be a reaction on the part of the people who are trying to defend the president, often with no help from him. But yes, of course there are meetings going on. And if, as it becomes the center of the impeachment effort, it's the one thing that they're going to get him on, and that becomes more and more clear, there's got to be some kind of defense. Now, there's been a lot of talk, David, about having a White House defense, basically counsel, who will handle all of this. But the president gets up there the other day and says, I don't need all of that. I'm all I need.
Brexmas. That's what they're calling it. I heard it on the BBC this morning. The Beeb reporting about this now December 12th election in the UK.
Well, the assumption is that the Conservatives will carry the day, that the Liberals are not strong, that Boris Johnson will get his way, but you never know. There are an awful lot of people who are keeping shut about the whole thing, and voters will go out there, and the politicians have been wrong in their expectations. And let's just say that Boris Johnson wins and maintains a majority, I don't see that the people who have been resisting his calls for Brexit are going to change. In other words, will the parliament, even if elected and even if on his side, will the parliament go along with his plans for getting out? We know that up until now there has been no such will, and I don't know that there will be. But in any case, you really don't know what the British electorate are going to do because you don't know how this thing is going to be framed. I'm convinced that if there was a revote on Brexit, it would fail, and staying in the European Union would win. That's different from who gets elected to the parliament, and I suspect this is just going to keep going on the way that it's been going.
putting a stop to fusion voting? Well, what an interesting story in the New York Times. I'm sure you read it, Alan, from Vivian Wang, about the Democrats' quote, secret plan to kill third parties in New York. The chairman of the New York State Democratic Party pushing a proposal that would essentially neuter almost all third parties, crippling one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's biggest political nemesis by raising the number of votes the political party needs to guarantee the spot on the ballot. They want to go from 50,000 to 250,000.
Well, look, David, there's no question that the governor wants to do this. The governor is not showing up, as he has in the past, for interviews with me. He knows that I've asked him about this before, whether he's trying to kill third parties in the state by saying you can't run on more than one line. He denies it, by the way. But nevertheless, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't have any doubt that this is what's been going on.
Finally, Alan, we're going to have a Game 7 in the World Series between the Nationals and the Astros. You got a pick?
Well, you know, of course, I'm going to pick the Nationals. Why? I think it's good for the country. We certainly remember that the crowd booed the president and yelled, lock him up, something the president deserved because he started all that nonsense with Hillary Clinton. So you gotta like the people over there in Washington. No question that the people in Northern Virginia and Washington, we know where their hearts lie.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, full of heart. Thanks, Alan.
You gotta have it.